How do you kind of size up the running game and the future of the running game with the uncertainty of Adrian and obviously you're coming back?
I don't know what's going to happen with Adrian. That's between, you know, the upper people in the organization. But, you know, all I can do is, you know, build off the positives this season. You know, look at what I can do better. And, you know, take that into the offseason and get better. You know, work out. You know, right now I'm looking at pretty good offseason plans. So, you know, right now it's just about chilling, letting my body heal, you know, taking some time off before I get back to the grind and go from there.
How about the way you finished yesterday, 89 yards and a season high, I believe, for a team rushing game?
It was good. It was good just to go out with a win. And, you know, those guys up front did a good job yesterday. And, you know, we've been challenged all year. And, you know, I'm just proud of the way that, you know, not just offense's fault, you know, throughout the injuries and stuff like that, but, you know, the whole team. And, you know, definitely would have liked it to be different, you know, and be going into the playoffs right now. But, unfortunately, that's not the situation. And, you know, just, you know, some guys, they don't like Chad. You know, he doesn't know his deal yet. But, you know, it's good to send those guys off with the win if they are going to retire. So,
you said offseason plan, Jerick. I mean, will it change? I mean, you said you feel good about your offseason plan. Is it going to be different?
A little bit. I just know what kind of quality work I'm about to get into. That's what I mean by that. And, yeah, like I said, you know, I played a little banged up myself this year, but, you know, it's about getting with a group of guys in offseason who's going to push you. And that's what I'm looking at right now.
You get an increased role this year for sure. What did you learn from this season? What kind of takeaway from it for
yourself? It's a grind, man. you know, just keep fighting. You know, like North said when he was here, he said, you know, throughout the season there's going to be times where you're hurt. There's going to be times where, you know, things don't go your way, but you just got to find a way to keep pounding and still find a way to produce. And, you know, that's what I try to do.
Derek, how strange would it be if Adrian were to end up with another team?
I think that'd be weird for everybody. but, I mean, like I said, that's between Adrian and the guys upstairs. But, yeah, that's all I have to say. I don't really have too much to say about that. That's not in my control, or I don't have anything over that.
How are you guys controlling, I mean, the situation? Are you guys going up to him as if you might not see him again? Or how are you guys handling this goodbye this year?
I wouldn't call it goodbye. As far as I know, he's still on the team. So, you know, I'm training with him this offseason as well. So, you know, I know he's going to push me hard, and I know we're going to get good work in. So, you know, that's what I'm really looking at right now. Just, like I said before, take this time off, let my body heal. And then, you know, when I head down there, give it my all and get ready for next season.
Derek, playing on the Packers is always difficult, but yeah. You guys had a little bit of time to adjust after the Packers game. Is that more difficult? Is that when mentally it was done, and then today it's just time off?
Yeah, the Packers game, that was kind of like the icing on the cake for us when we lost that one. It was tough. It was tough the week before losing that game. Then seeing everybody that we needed to win won. So, you know, it's just like I said, it's tough. You know, anytime, you know, the season end the way it doesn't, it's always tough. But, you know, I think we have, you know, a lot to look forward to next year as well. So, you know, I'm excited to see what happens this offseason, and I'm excited to be ready to come back for OTAs.
Derek, what do you think you